This is Spoken Gospel. We're dedicated to seeing Jesus in all of Scripture. In each episode, we see what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in. Moses is talking to God on Mount Sinai when he receives the plans for a movable structure called a tabernacle. This is the tent in which God would dwell with his people as they journeyed from Mount Sinai to the Promised Land. God has always wanted to live with his people. That's what the Garden of Eden was for. And now, in the tabernacle, God is making the first giant step in restoring the presence he had with humanity back in Eden. Basically, the instructions for how to build this tent start at the center and work their way out. The mercy seat in the Holy of Holies is the central part of the tabernacle. We can think of it like a king's throne. This is where God would appear and meet with his people, like he met with Moses on the mountain. Next, there is the bread of the presence, which represents the 12 tribes of Israel. In front of that is the golden lampstand, which continuously shines on the bread. This was to be a constant testament to the fact that God's presence is with his people. Outside of the tent, in the outer court of the tabernacle, there is an altar. The altar is where sacrifices would be made. This reveals that people cannot just approach God as they are. Their sin must be dealt with through sacrifice. Everything in the temple is also sectioned off by curtains, and the more dense and ornate those curtains become, the closer one is getting to the holy presence of God. This fact shows us that the closer people get to God, the more protection is needed. The structure of the tabernacle conveys one strong message: God is holy. He is set apart, glorious, and perfect. Which is what makes Jesus coming to earth so magnificent. Jesus is the final tabernacle because he is the tent in which God fully dwells in flesh. But Jesus doesn't just fulfill the tabernacle itself, but every single part of the tabernacle. He is the actual Holy of Holies because he is the actual presence of God. Jesus is the bread of life who is present for his people. He is the light of the world that shines on them eternally with his protection. He is the final sacrifice on the altar that allows us to enter into the holy place of God. Furthermore, at Jesus' death, the curtain covering the Holy of Holies was ripped open to show that there is no longer any separation between God and his people. And what makes all of this even crazier is that everyone who belongs to Jesus has been turned into a little tabernacle in which the Holy Spirit dwells. And eventually, Jesus will return and transform the whole world into a new and final tabernacle in which he will dwell with us forever. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would give you eyes to see the God who is unapproachably holy, but still wants to dwell with his people. And that you would see Jesus as the one who made a way for this good God to come and live with us forever. Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible, a Spoken Gospel podcast. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. For more information or to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.